I just drove 11 hours to come and do a show for you guys, and Mandy's all coked up on Pepsi and sugar.
I am, hey.
Welcome to Podzilla 1985, Podzilla After Dark on this Thursday. My name is Shannon Young, Mr. 100, back in Missouri after a three-day absence, which was supposed to be four. We'll explain why not here in a second. Let me introduce your panel for tonight. Down at the end of the table is my good friend. I'm so glad to see him again, Mr. Jesse Kimball.
Hey.
To my right is my partner in crime who went to the Pennsylvanias with me because it's her home. We went to visit her people. Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi, my pincer is still at the gym back home.
Her pincer still at the gym back home. That's so many coins. You're going to be able to live on the interest off that forever.
Can I translate these gold coins to real gold coins?
Sure, you can do whatever. It's 2018 and you're a woman. You can do whatever you want now.
Sure.
Speaking of woman, next to my left, on a sugar high, Mandy Kennedy.
You guys did it to me.
So here's, I brought Mandy a, we don't have these in Cape Girardeau anymore. We used to at one point, but it's Pepsi Cola made with real sugar. Not that fake ass bit sugar that you see in normal Pepsi. This is the real deal.
And Lindsay fed me Reptar.
And
yes.
Lindsay brought her a Reptar bar. So Mandy's all.
It was chocolate and icing and good, and my tongue's green, but it was good, and I'm not Reptar. I'm sad, but it's good.
You're sad that you're not a cartoon dinosaur.
Yeah,
I would be sad about that too.
Well, you can be because you're also not a cartoon dinosaur. We can all be sad about that.
But I got a Nidoking and lots of Clefairy and a Wigglytuff and Machop. I can't be sad. I got so many Pokemon I don't have from around here.
I got about 8 hours of sleep in the past 4 days.
That's somewhat my fault.
Shannon, how much sleep did you get in the last 4 days?
Fuck, I don't remember. A couple. So we went to Pennsylvania on Monday, which, okay, you really got to backtrack to really understand the week I've had. On Saturday, I went to St. Louis for a wedding with Allie. Wasn't a wedding for me and Allie. It was one of her coworkers. We stayed in St. Louis at a brewery by the Arch, which was really cool, by the way, because it's the closest I've ever been to the Arch. And then on Sunday, we drove back. Through rain, and it was going to be freezing rain, so we barely avoided it. On Monday morning, Lindsay and I drove to Pennsylvania, and it was a decent drive. It was a little rainy. It was snowy in Pennsylvania the entire time, which was really nice. I got to be around snow. We stayed there for 2 days, and then we came back today to avoid the icepocalypse, which is bearing down on us while we do this show, which is why this show is only going to be, if I measure correctly, about 35, 36 minutes. So if you guys are wondering why we're cutting this off early, it's the threat of weather. It might not even happen.
And we still need to get groceries before we get
iced
over.
It's also not going to get cold until 10. So, I mean, you've got plenty of time.
Yeah, but I also, like she said, I want to get groceries. I'm also fucking tired.
That too.
Because I did drive 11. That's not a joke. We drove 11. Well, we. I drove. She played DS and her phone the entire time.
At least I didn't fall asleep this time.
She started to.
I did.
Yeah. Well, we drove 11 hours to be back here, and it rained from basically Pennsylvania to Ohio, and then there was a brief respite in Indiana, and then from like Kentucky to Missouri. It rained nonstop.
You went all the way down to Kentucky?
Yeah.
It took us back through Louisville.
We went from Pennsylvania to Indiana to Ohio. No, Pennsylvania to Ohio.
The first time took us through Indianapolis up through, and then it brought us back down south. So we went through Columbus, Cincinnati, Louisville.
Pennsylvania to Ohio. That's about the route we took. Ohio to Indiana. Indiana to Kentucky. Kentucky to Illinois.
No.
No.
You're getting yourself mixed up.
We went through six states today. I've been through six states today. I ate at a lovely Applebee's in
Polaris
of Indiana, right?
Ohio.
Fuck it.
It's just outside Columbus.
If anyone from Polaris, Ohio is listening, you got a good Applebee's. It was very nice, so thank you. Which is something to say because when we were going up, we stopped at a Pizza Hut in London, Ohio, and that was shit. If you're the Pizza Hut from London, so we walk in, and this motherfucker, there's like four of them behind the counter, right? And they all stare at us when we walk in. There's nobody, no customers. And they're like, are you eating here? You dining in? And we're like, yes.
No, you can go have a seat.
Apprehensively, we're like, yeah, I think so. So we go sit down.
Because there was no sign of please wait or seat yourself or anything, which most of those restaurants have either please seat yourself or wait to be seated.
Yeah, no. This was just straight up like they were shocked we were there. And we found out why.
They're next
to me. You know, so we sit down. While we're sitting there, I hear at least two to three delivery orders get canceled behind the counter. And they're just like, well, another one canceled on us because they're taking so long to deliver the pizzas. I did not know that was a problem now. But apparently at this Pizza Hut it was. We ordered garlic knots. They bring us garlic bread. I asked for a marinara to dip the wrong thing in. And they give me the coldest marinara you can imagine. Then we get the pizza, and it's that old school Pizza Hut pizza where it doesn't taste great, but the grease level is so high.
You can't tell the difference.
That I immediately developed acne again. It was super unfortunate.
I'm glad to see that's cleared up now.
A little bit. I got some makeup on tonight. So, yeah, so that was just a miserable experience. Fuck that Pizza Hut. And now we're back. So what did we miss?
Well, here we finally had another Nerds for Hire.
I reposted that. I was so happy. Issue three. Yeah, finally out.
Finally got a new
fucking
episode
Dying
of that.
Comics?
they kept losing us. I don't know what happened. Other than that, like, not a lot has happened.
I mean, it's only been
we're only gone for four days.
Yeah,
it's true.
We're supposed to be gone five, but again, with we're supposed to get really bad weather tonight.
Safe than sorry.
And then I'm gonna go to work tomorrow.
As will I. I technically had another day off since we came back early, but I thought I'll just go back to work.
That's fair.
What am I supposed to do when everyone else is at work except Lindsay? And I've just spent the past 4 days with her, so I really don't.
Oh,
need
I'm
to
sure something will
anymore.
Happen that I'll have to go to work.
Well, bad
even
news.
Though I
won't be able to go.
True. Bob has my car.
Yeah. While this all happened, Bob's car broke. He tried to start it, and it just sputters and wouldn't do anything. So we had to have it towed to the dealer, I don't know where he put it in at, but it's one of these car places. And, it's looking like it could be over $1,000 of work they have to put on it.
Didn't he just get that car not that long ago?
Less than a year ago.
Hmm.
So he's borrowing my car, and he works till midnight tonight, which is when it's supposed to get bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really hoping Bob doesn't wreck my car.
Yeah, because those tires are bald.
As bald as he is, and the liability insurance, he is not on it. So,
I mean, in fairness, if he had, does he have full coverage insurance?
We do, and I don't know if he does. I don't think he does because he bought his car straight up. Like he
doesn't have a lien out on his car.
No,
like,
I don't think so.
No. Okay, then yeah, he probably doesn't have full.
But
coverage.
We have full coverage, so at least if we hit another car, it should cover them. But we'll be fucked again.
I mean, I think
for the third time in like 2 years.
I think full coverage covers it, but it's one of those things that even if it was like their fault, like if it wasn't Bob's fault in the accident, I think your insurance still has to pay for it since he was driving.
And he's not a
His liability insurance pays for what happens to their car.
Right.
Insurance is really complicated.
And
I'm
stupid.
Probably wrong.
I think we've had this discussion on the show before about how terrible insurance is. It's a scam.
It's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Well, at least car insurance is better than, like, health insurance.
Oh,
yeah.
While he's driving my Chevy Cobalt, I rented me a nice Ford Focus, which I don't even know if that's a good car, but I like it.
That was
my
the one that
I had. My dad seemed to like it.
Yeah.
The Ford Focus was the one I had until I got my most recent car.
The Rogue?
Yeah.
We almost got a Rogue, and I was like, oh, that's Jesse's car. But I was like, I don't want to be a Johnny Come Lately. I go, hey, have you guys tried the Rogue? Because then you would just sit there and stare at me. So,
Now you're like, hey, have you guys tried a Focus?
And
I had one for 8 years.
But this is a newer model. I think this was a 2016, 2017.
Oh, almost
probably,
certainly.
Yeah.
And it was really nice. Like things, I called Calvin from inside of the car.
Yeah.
I hit a button on the steering wheel and called him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so amazed by that. And he was just like, welcome to 2018. I'm like, does it make you happy that the things that you do every day amaze me? I'm so behind on technology that these things are just they captivate me.
You know, Bluetooth is a wonderful thing. It's one of those things like I give a lot of people crap about the most recent iPhones, you know, not having an auxiliary port.
Yeah.
And I always say I'd rather have one. I don't use my I haven't used the auxiliary port in my phone since I got it.
I have.
Okay.
But I listen to music consistently, so I have headphones that plug into it for when my Bluetooth headphones die.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I also listen to music a lot and audiobooks, podcasts, whatever. And I have, like, whenever I'm at work, if my Bluetooth headphones die,
mm-hmm.
then I just plug them in and then I grab, like, my headphones that I have hooked up to my work computer and I just listen to those.
Blah, 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 blah.
The king!
The king!
Everybody!
Oh. Because I have a pair of headphones?
Oh! I'm sorry. So, yeah, when we got in the car, I looked for the auxiliary port, and I'm like, all right, where am I going to plug my phone in? And there was none. And I went, I was like a caveman. I was going to start pounding on it until it opened. And then I think it was Allie that just like hit a couple of buttons, and then it was hooked up. And I was like, oh, thank you, daughter. You know?
She got you set up with that Bluetooth.
Yeah.
You know, Bluetooth is a wonderful thing. Like, since I got my Rogue, has Bluetooth. And I thought that I would still just use aux in my car, and I even have, like, an aux cable, and I'm just...
Same.
After I got Bluetooth set up, I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Cause this is so much better.
Does your car do this? Because this one does. I'm sure it's a standard thing. But like, all right. So I set it up to Bluetooth. I was playing it through Spotify. When I get out of my car, Spotify stops. When I get in the car and turn it on, it starts up again and starts playing the music. I don't have to do anything.
Yep.
I can leave my Mine phone in my pocket the entire time. And it knows.
See, that's what sucks. Mine doesn't do that, though.
Oh, it's really sad for you.
It's I know, a great it's feature.
It's so weird. But I have remote start, so I'll take that over it.
And then when we were in Pennsylvania, Lindsay's mom has an Echo Dot.
Yep.
So I was sitting there just at breakfast.
He was
going,
having fun with Alexa.
Oh, Alexa, what is this? What is that? I was wearing all black, and I was like, Alexa, play Man in Black by Johnny Cash. And now I have to get an Alexa.
Oh, you missed the boat. They were $30 over Black Friday.
So the thing I did, I thought it would be funny, is I walked in, I heard her mom say something to Alexa. So I go, Alexa, play Black Jazz. Like in the SNL thing. And it said, playing Black Jazz, bye. Then I had to pretend like I knew the song. So I just didn't look racist.
I love that SNL.
I still liked the, you asked it about aliens.
I did. I said, are there extraterrestrials? And it answered. It was like, there's no evidence now, but the universe is a big place. And I said, Alexis, are you a government agency spying on us? I don't have any information on that. Lying bitch. That is exactly what an agent would say. So yeah, a lot of toys I gotta get. It was an uneventful trip. I mean, it was nice. We hung out with her family. Of course, I've known her family for years, so they're kind of like my family too. The most disappointing part of it was we go to, all right, they have these things. I don't know if you've seen these things. So they're outlet malls. Have you heard of these things?
I've heard of them in, documentaries. It's,
yeah.
Museums have like pictures of them.
Yeah. I've never been to one.
The one in Sykeston?
That's not an outlet mall. That's a glorified strip center.
It's true.
Okay, so I don't know the difference. Okay. Right there.
Yeah.
Alexa, what is an outlet mall? Oh, she's not here.
Okay. I've seen the one in the Poconos. The thing is
No, an outlet
crazy.
Mall is not
the
just
Poconos,
one.
Poconos, Jesse.
Yeah, no. An outlet mall is not just one big strip. You have like at least five or six strips with stores on both sides of them. You have to like walk.
God damn, that Pepsi is delicious.
In fairness, the Sykeston Outlet Mall was better. Before people stopped shopping there, and like it basically went the way of other malls.
Yeah.
So now it's just a bunch of like.
Yeah, oh, but yeah. It's still just like one big L shape. There's not multiple buildings.
Oh, it's also in Sykeston.
So her mall at home, by the way.
Oh, it's super pathetic.
Yeah,
the Cranberry Mall back home
bad.
Is
Cranberry Mall.
Yeah, there was like eight stores open.
Yeah.
I mean, it
yeah.
was so sad. Yeah.
When your GameStop is the most impressive looking store other than the Anger store.
Dang. Honestly, surprisingly, they still have a GameStop in the mall. Like, GameStop is bailing on malls hard.
Well, according to the GameStop in, was it Cranberry?
Yeah.
According to the GameStop in Cranberry,
well,
I'm
technically
Jesse
Seneca, but.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
So we talked the guy up at GameStop and he was nice. Like, he was super nice. I think his name was David.
So I wasn't paying attention.
If David from the Seneca GameStop is listening, you're one of the good ones. And we talked about games. We talked about GameStop. You know, I told him how I used to work there and she used to work there. And then I bought Elder Scrolls and I gave him your info and he didn't even ask questions. He was just like, cool, click, 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 all set. So that was great. But yeah, we go to this outlet mall to finish this story. And her mom is like, hey, go buy clothes. You need clothes, which I think is an insult, but I'm not entirely sure.
You need clothes.
Which I think is an insult.
It's not. You just don't like to buy clothes. You'd rather buy electronics.
Yes, like Alexa, which is what I'm going to call it from now on. So we go to this mall and they have, I was there for two things, a denim jacket and a nice jacket. So they have denim jackets. Her mom bought me a denim jacket for Christmas a couple years ago. And the problem is it fits fine, but it's so short. It comes like right where my stomach is. Like right, like I kind of got the.
It's where it's supposed to cut, right at the waist.
Says you.
It's the way it's supposed to be cut. You're just not comfortable with where it is.
Well, that's,
and
that's because,
understandable.
All right, so when I wear the jacket, it's big up top because I have these gigantic shoulders, but it goes big all the way around. So I look much rounder than I actually am. And then it cuts off so low. So my stomach like hangs over it. It's not a good look.
No.
So we go there and I grab a denim jacket. I'm like, oh, they've got a denim jacket. I'll try it on. And then they have this sweet ass like leather jacket with the hood built in.
Yes.
My favorite kind of jacket. I don't know what that was. That was
somebody knocking on the back door from the sounds of it.
The back door?
That's what it sounded like.
Does anybody want to go check that?
Nope.
Lindsay, you're going to go look through the people.
I'm going to go look.
So anyway, I grab both jackets. I take it into the fitting rooms. The denim jacket is the same goddamn jacket she bought me. The exact same. So I try on the leather jacket, which I wanted so bad, I could not get it over my shoulders.
Aww.
It was the same size. And I could not get it. Seriously, as I put it on, it got to about here. And you guys can't see it at home, but I'm like winging my arms out and nothing. I was so disappointed. So I ended up getting two irregular pairs of jeans, which I don't know what that means. I don't know.
That means there's a stitch somewhere off.
I don't know how irregular is better than being poor.
Quality check and...
Well, I mean, when you wear clothes like me, you know, irregular is like
I'm pretty sure that's what Stephen Barry sold.
No.
No, they were just cheap.
Right. There's a reason for
that. They weren't irregular. They were designed that way. That's the difference.
Well, because I always thought Stephen Barry's got the stuff that was just slightly off.
No, because if anything came in was off, it had a little sticker on it where it was. That's they just made things real cheap and still sold them real cheap.
Until they started raising the prices because they started signing deals with people like Amanda Bynes, the tennis girl.
Nothing over $20 is still not bad.
But people complained.
Yeah.
Suddenly that $8 jacket that people bought all the time was like $15, and we never heard the end of it. Yeah.
Yeah, because I do remember when it's like everything in the store, like when it first opened, it was like everything in the store is $7.99. Yeah. I'm like, holy crap.
Right.
I bought so much
stuff.
Now,
when
on
the place first
day.
Opened, stuff was crap. You'd buy a t-shirt and it'd be disintegrated after three washes.
I bought a sweet messenger bag there.
Like, heck, this jacket I have with me is I bought from there, and I've been wearing this thing forever.
Yeah. I had my Starberry jacket for, I still have it. It's just a vest now because the sleeves eventually tore so much. This is like after 15 years, though. So I mean, good on Starberry. Whatever happened to that guy? You don't even know who it is. Mm-mm. So it doesn't matter.
Nope.
We're moving on. So we're home. The trip was great. I hope you guys had a good time while I was gone or something. Not like we see each other that much.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't. I mean, this is my weekly visit with you, so.
We weren't going to do the show tonight. I asked Lindsay if she wanted to, and she said, yeah, let's do it. And I said, okay, let's do it. And then she mentioned the weather, and I was like, yeah, okay, cancel. And then she was like, but Jesse said he's willing to brave it with Mandy if you are. all right, we'll do it.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a roller coaster of... of stuff for us.
I mean, we're both real tired. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but I'm the jazz tired. Where you know what I mean? Like you hit a certain point of being sleepy that you're suddenly
you got your second wind.
I'm just starting to get those like stomach cramp tired where I just want to eat and go to bed.
I'm tired to the point that I'm like I feel clammy, like I haven't slept in a while. And I got that county fair smell going, probably.
You don't have a county fair smell.
On to other news. It can't all be about my trip. Jesse, we didn't get to talk to you about something that me and Ace and Allie talked about a week ago. It was a very important show we did about Logan Paul.
Oh, yeah.
And the Suicide Forest. Mandy, have you heard this story?
Yes. I didn't see his video or much of it. I just heard about it.
But you know about it.
Yes.
Well, there an update on that story, if you guys are paying attention and you want to know what happened, much like we did with Michelle Carter when they finally found her guilty of, I forget what the charge they gave her was, maybe accessory. You know what I'm talking about, Michelle Carter. She was the girl that texted her boyfriend, you should kill yourself. Why don't you kill yourself? Yeah. Well, Logan Paul, I don't know if you've heard this, has been dropped from the YouTube preference program.
Mm-hmm.
He's no longer a preferred YouTuber, and his YouTube Red series was canceled.
Yep, and his premium Google ad status was revoked.
And YouTube put out a statement saying that the channel violated their policy and they acted accordingly. But I think that was before this happened. Because basically, here's the thing, is that YouTube didn't really give a shit until they started getting flack for the way they handled it. Mm-hmm. So then they retconned what they did. And
well, yeah, because it came out that they actively said, like, nah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I found this out on the way here because we had a lot of time and I could only listen to my playlist for so long where I eventually turned on, like, talk radio or YouTube, you know, and just played it on Alexa or... God damn
you
it.
Really want one of those I now, really don't do. You?
Alexa Bliss. That's what I'll name her, Bliss.
That's fine.
Anyway. So the people that are making videos about Logan Paul, that like the critical videos of him and that have been being restricted and pulled from YouTube before YouTube put this announcement out. They were actively pulling videos and restricting videos that were criticizing them and Logan Paul because Logan Paul is their big moneymaker. And now they kind of have to do a 180 on that because obviously people are taking notice and, you know, I heard Philip DeFranco earlier talking about it, and he called YouTube a piece of shit, basically, which they are.
Yeah.
There's a reason we've never really gone for our YouTube channel as hard as we probably should have. But I didn't get to hear what you guys thought about the Logan Paul thing, and I'm kind of curious, because I know what Lindsay said, because we talk about it a lot. But what do you guys think about that, and do you think that YouTube has done the right steps? Did they not do enough? Are they full of shit? Jesse, what do you think?
I'm glad they did what they did. Like, I feel like what they did was appropriate for Logan Paul's video. Because it really was just disrespectful, distasteful, and awful.
Yeah.
Like, it was so dumb. Like,
indefensible, really. Yeah. And yet people have defended him. In fact, his people, the what are they called? The Low Gang?
Yeah, something like that. I heard on the radio this lady was talking and saying, like, people were defending him and stuff.
Not
like,
only
little kids and stuff.
Yeah, not only defending kids, him, but like...
No, they're pretty much little kids.
Yeah. There was an Asian woman, I don't know her name, but she had posted a response video to it and about how he was disrespecting the culture and stuff like that. And she's Japanese. So, of course, his followers... attacked her.
Yeah.
Called her a Chinese slut, called her all of the racist names you can think of. Yeah, it's sad, isn't it? Yeah.
I
truly believe that we are witnessing the fall of civilization right here in America between the YouTube stars and the content they create and the people they create, like their followers.
Yeah.
And then you have the president, who is basically a troll, and the thing that he creates and the people that defend him and stuff. Like, we are truly witnessing the fall of civility in the United States, and it makes me very sad.
I mean, they said the same thing when rock and roll got big.
Yeah, rock and roll, I guess at the time, maybe rock and roll was as obnoxious. But I feel like if you would show somebody from that era a YouTube video of Logan Paul, they'd kill themselves. They would be so upset.
This future is not worth going to.
I don't want
to live on this planet anymore.
Man, yeah. Right.
I was going to say, I heard, like, when I was listening to the radio and dropping my son off at school, after I dropped him off, like, they always have, like, the talk shows or whatever. And the one lady said that one person was just like, yeah, I'd kill myself to be in Logan Paul's video and that.
We talked about that on the show, yeah.
I was like, what the?
Yeah, he said it's like.
Oh, my God. Just to appear in his video or something.
It's the greatest compliment you can have in life is to appear in a Logan Paul video.
Yeah, no.
I didn't even know who Logan Paul was until we did that story on him last year.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even him. It was Jake Paul.
Yeah, about his brother. The only thing that I have a problem with here is that it feels like YouTube didn't want to do anything until they needed to cover their asses about it.
Yeah, that's what frustrates me the most, too.
Like, I'm glad they eventually did something. They didn't just stick to their guns, but...
But it's like, is this... I mean, I know this is different, but hear me out. Is this much different than our criticism of, like, EA, where it's like, well, yeah, but they took that stuff out. It's like, yeah, they took it out because they got in trouble. Like, you can't really give YouTube the benefit of the doubt on this because they only took action because they were going to lose money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, in goodwill. Fairness, I feel like the two situations aren't entirely comparable. Like, yeah, no, it's hard to defend EA just on anything, but whenever they do something that's really shitty, they don't do it with the expectation that we're going to be pissed off about it.
They think, well, neither did Logan Paul. Or maybe he did. You know, he had to have known. Who can be so dense
as to
record a video of a dead body and then go...
Right.
And how would you... Like, you know you're probably going to see that walking in there. Like, I don't...
You're saying that if you went to the Suicide Forest... Hold on. You're telling me if you went to the Suicide Forest, you would almost expect to see a suicide.
I would think. But, I mean, I'm obviously not YouTube famous, so I'm probably dumb and don't know. But...
You're no Maverick.
I just... didn't they say he went off the path, though, too, and, like, broke stuff? Yep. So definitely. But,
which is technically not something you're supposed to do.
Yeah, right. But, like, the fuck did you... Like, I mean, sure, obviously you're going to have a reaction to, like... Expecting to see and actually like running into one, I get that. But why would you even want to post that? I wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, like, we mentioned that on the show we did because like, his listener base is basically like, how old is your son?
He'll be 7 in a couple weeks.
So a little bit older. I think his viewers like usually go from like 10 to, 10 to 18 or whatever. Like, what is he, who is his audience for a video about a corpse?
Yeah.
You know, who was, like, are there really 12 and 13 year olds out there that see that and laugh and go, oh my God, look, he found a corpse.
Yeah, like, they can't even understand how bad. You're teaching them, like, you need to teach them that is, like, you're being disrespectful and stuff. Like,
and YouTube is an enabler.
Like, yeah.
Like, they're sending a message that if you're preferred, you can get away with just about anything.
That's why I love Philly D, too, is because he, like, calls shit out and was like, YouTube, you fucked up.
Yeah, he said it in the video we watched today. You know, he said, you know, I know that. Just like the other two videos where I criticize you, you're going to demonetize this video, but I don't care because I don't need your money.
Yeah.
Which is great. Yeah, when you don't have to, like...
Because he finally broke away from all their stuff and has his own...
Which is good.
Yeah.
And that's why... So I've always wanted to be on the radio. You know, that was always my dream, was to be on the radio to do, like, coast to coast. You know, that was always my thing. Mm-hmm. But I realize, as we've done Podzilla now for almost 3 years, that we are afforded so much freedom on this show that we don't have to kiss up to certain people. Mm-hmm. We don't have advertisers yet. So that may change in the future, but at least right now, we can criticize whoever we want and get away with it. Like, they...
Yeah, we don't have to worry about biting a hand that feeds us.
Right, because nobody feeds us.
Yeah.
We are so hungry.
We got some volunteers that help us pay the bills.
Right, and they're the best, but I don't think any of them, none of them have spoken up yet. I've not gotten a message from Zane Laney saying, hey, back off Logan Paul.
And I don't imagine we'll get that message.
I don't think ever. So either. Zane Laney probably right now is going, who the fuck is Logan Paul?
Now, I'm sure that he's seen this. Everybody has seen this at this point. If it hit KFVS 12 News, everyone has seen this.
And it hit it hard, too.
On the radio and everything, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is an international story.
Yeah.
It shows the dangers of YouTube and like what it's become. And what are you doing?
Scratching my...
Oh, I thought you were pointing at your watch, telling me to like hurry up or something.
No. No, I was moving my watch band and scratching underneath the underneath the band because it's a little itch.
Sorry.
I even I'll let Mike watch YouTube and I always see like what he's watching, but I just like limit YouTube for sure. Like he only gets to watch it for a little while.
I love YouTube. Like that's the thing is like the...
We're a grown ass man. He's a child that needs to learn and
that's
keep
true.
Imagination.
There's a lot of stuff on YouTube for grown ass people.
Well, yeah.
But even the stuff like for kids, yeah, definitely needs to be monitored. But like, I love some of my favorite YouTube channels. I mean, it runs the gauntlet here, the spectrum. I love Dark Five because they do like countdowns of like weird things, like, you know, ghosts and death and stuff like that that I really like. I like the video game stuff. I mean, there's a wide assortment of things you could catch on there. But for kids, I don't want them seeing any of that stuff I watch.
No.
No.
I mean, it's not even like vulgar, but yeah. It's like, it's stuff they probably, like, your 7-year-old son probably shouldn't be looking at like 5 pictures taken before grisly deaths or something.
Yeah.
He doesn't really need to know that. Nope. He probably doesn't need to know what a corpse looks like either.
No. Preferably not.
Not yet.
The fact that we even have to talk about this.
Yeah.
No. You know? Just like, we haven't brought this up in a while, but I need to mention this too. I am on the hunt for a book. Called Fire and Fury. Do you know this book?
No.
This is the explosive book that just came out by Michael Wolff.
Oh, yeah.
About Trump. Yeah.
Andrew pre-ordered it.
Did
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
I've heard it's insanely hard to get a hold of. I want it so bad. I've been listening to all the stuff. And if you've been listening to the show, you know that we're not the biggest fans of Donald Trump. And this book really, I mean, exposes him for what he is. But no one's going to believe it. It's fake news. It's a fake author.
I saw like a tweet that he was just like, this is such fake bullshit, blah, blah,
well, he didn't
blah.
Say bullshit. He probably can't.
Yeah. Well, no, but.
Yeah. He's a child. Children don't know that word. That's not true.
They absolutely do. Yeah. I hear it all the time on the internet.
It's fake fishy doo-doo.
Speaking of fishy books, you have fishy. You have books Evans. Of mine.
What's that?
You have books of mine.
Yeah, they're right there.
Have you read them?
No. I keep forgetting about them. I don't read generally.
Like, he's very ADD.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a short attention span on a lot of things, which again, that we've done this show for 3 years almost is shocking to me. And that we've like become more successful every year is shocking to me.
It's a level of focus that you, oh, I forgot the rest of the line. It's Always Sunny bit where they buy a boat.
We have
your sugar kick's going downhill.
Yeah,
crashing.
And I'm crashing.
Crashing.
Oh, you only got about 10 minutes to go. So if you can last 10 more minutes,
we can do it.
So you need to invest in audiobooks.
Yeah, I do because they have an X-Files audiobook that just came out called Cold Cases that I actually tried to find on the way back. I was even gonna buy it and just charge it, you know, like on Google or whatever, and then pay you at the end of the month. But apparently, it's not on Google. I think it's exclusively through Amazon or something.
Oh, yeah, through Audible probably.
It's whatever I don't have.
Yeah, Audible is like that's the big audiobook service. I really, really like Audible, and we should look at them as a sponsor because they apparently do like a lot of sponsor stuff. Anyway,
we should be looking at sponsors in general.
That's true, but yeah. I like Audible because you can do a monthly payment, and they give you a credit every month, and you can get more if you want. And it's like $15 a month or something like that, and you get a free book every month. And the audiobooks are not cheap.
Like, wait, hold on. You have to pay for the subscription and you have to buy the books?
Well, if you buy the subscription, you get a free book. Any
Do you
book.
Get to pick that book
yes.
then?
Any book in their entire library you
Just
get to pick.
Just once a month?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not so bad. It's basically a $15 book. And then you have the right to buy other books.
Especially
that's like Sam's Club. The fuck I gotta pay to go buy stuff?
I mean, if you look at it, because I used Audible to read all of the Game of Thrones books, the Song of Ice and Fire.
Well, you
series.
Didn't read them.
No, right. They were read to me. And I loved it. The thing is, like, those are $45 to $60 audiobooks. Like, audiobooks are way more expensive than regular paper books.
Yeah, because there's so much work put into them.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you do the monthly subscription thing, you get them way cheaper.
And this X-Files book, it's actually, like, it's all voice acted by the actual cast. So it's basically like a radio play.
That's cool.
In a lot of ways. So I really wanted to listen to that, but I couldn't find it. So again, we ended up listening to a lot of Morning Joe, a lot of, we just caught up on all of the stuff that I normally watch and, you know, mostly Trump, which I think Lindsay was getting sick of.
No, I like being informed occasionally.
Did you hear about Arpaio?
Did you really find out Trump was a jackass? Like, was that new?
No.
Okay. And you really didn't learn.
But it's...
It reinforced your belief.
Okay.
Like,
well,
when the Christians find the mother Mary.
It was more of the Republican image that
from her eyes.
I was looking at.
Like when the Mary statue cries blood.
That
when it weeps tears of blood. What?
That happens at the beginning of a movie.
No, that happens mostly in poor countries. So.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's a scam. I've never seen a statue bleed before. I've made people bleed by using statues, but that's a different story, and you can find it on Audible.
Oh.
Anyway, what about the pile?
Arpaio.
Arpaio.
The guy that.
I thought you said pile, like your pile. I'm like,
Our pile?
Your pile of what? What have you two been hoarding? Well, I've been gone.
Whoa.
Mario Kart.
Hoarding.
Something, I don't know.
Mandy.
I'm not involved. I'm not involved. Not
yeah,
this time.
I did hear about that. He's running for...
He's announced his bid for a Senate race.
Yeah, that won't last long. Or he'll win. It's one of the two.
Well, because Trump is backing him.
Yeah, Trump also backed Roy Moore. You saw how well that went.
What, really, yeah, he almost got elected.
What really makes... And not to get back on the Trump thing, but I'm totally going to get back on that for a second. Because what really gets me about the Fire and Fury book, and also just what's been happening lately, is we talked about Steve Bannon before on the show and what an influence he was on Donald Trump and Breitbart News and the alt-right. I don't know if you have been paying attention to this, but a lot of the book is based on Steve Bannon's interviews that he did with this Michael Wolff guy. And Bannon just, like, eviscerated Donald Trump. He, you know, he's an idiot. Donald Trump Jr. is treasonous and unpatriotic. Like, he went full out on all of these stupid things they did. Well, now that the book's come out, without even, like, verifying it with Bannon or anything like that, the White House has just unleashed on Bannon. Basically said he's worthless. Trump called him Sloppy Steve, and that he had nothing to do with the election, even though he was his, campaign manager or, he was his top guy.
Is neither one of those slander? Like, the book on Trump or Trump talking about him like that?
Well, I mean, he didn't say... So he said that Steve Bannon had very little to do with the election, which is a lie, but I don't know if he can get sued for that.
Yeah.
The funny thing is he probably wouldn't anyway, because even though Trump and the White House has just unleashed the dogs on Steve Bannon, you know what Steve Bannon's done? Has rolled over and begged for mercy. This tough fucking guy who was like the leader of Breitbart News, who was just this commanding presence in the White House and all that. Since Trump has attacked him, he basically apologized and said, I wasn't talking about Donald Trump. I was talking about Paul Manafort. And he said, Donald Trump is a great leader, even though Trump is trashing him constantly. And that really shows you how fucking, like, weak people are. That when
Steve Bannon.
A coward.
Yeah.
A coward.
And he won't stand by. I'm pretty sure he was having that conversation with that dude and just like, none of this gets back to Trump though, right? My name's not going to get attached to this.
Yeah. That's what people have been asking him. It's like, why did he say so much to you? Like, you have all this on tape? And he's like, yes. Why did he say all this to you? And I don't know. Maybe he wanted to expose the White House where it was. Because he went in thinking that he was going to be the right-hand man, and they were going to push this alt-right agenda. And you know, it turns out that Trump listened to his own people, like Kushner, and basically this barely sort of democratic view. And Steve Bannon felt betrayed, and he, you know, it's all a mess. But you would think Bannon would go after him. Like, I was expecting this war. Sorry, I'm jazzed up. I was expecting this war between Trump and Bannon, Breitbart and Trump. And it's not going to happen now, because Breitbart fired Bannon, and now Bannon is basically turned into a fucking bitch. So now we're back at square one, where Trump's unfucking touchable. Like, no matter what happens, no matter what he says, no matter what he does, he still gets away with it. And it's just so frustrating.
I mean, we'll have to wait for the end of this FBI stuff, because it might go somewhere.
Well, he said he's not going to sit down with Mueller for an interview. He also said that the Republicans need to take control of this and nip it in the bud, which means there's probably going to be something in the next couple of months about Mueller's being shut down, I imagine. Which, again, would be like, holy shit, that's it for Trump, right? This is obstruction of justice. But it won't be. Because he gets away with whatever he wants. Because he's like a fucking child. He's like a 7-year-old that goes to a boy that goes to the women's bathroom. Oh, he's just curious. It's not his fault. He's a 7-year-old child. Trump is 70,000? year-old child? Fuck him.
I think he is in his 70s.
He is. And in the early stages of dementia, from what I understand. I mean, but no one will tell him.
I'll just deny it.
Well, it's fake diagnosis.
Fake diagnosis.
Yeah, fake news.
He just looks at his doctor and says, all right, you have dementia. Fake news.
But no, these are scientific tests. Where's Dr. Quinn? The medicine woman will fix him.
Can't get her. Where's Dr. Oz?
Oh, my God.
Dr. Phil.
Oh,
Dr.
the other
Phil.
Thing. Did you
keep Dr. Phil away from him?
I'm assuming you saw all the Oprah stuff, right?
I was going to say that, too.
Oprah running for president? Hell yeah.
Oh, I'm
terrible
the
idea.
The Golden Globe speech. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Well, the Golden Globe speech is what started it.
Yeah. And
well, I was just saying about the speech, not the rest of it.
Oh, well, tell us about the speech before I rail on Oprah.
It was just really good. I liked it.
I haven't watched the Golden Globes. I don't know anything that happened. I know it was very heavy on the
women's
rights
and
stuff.
I mean, she's very good at inspiring people. That doesn't make her qualified to run the country.
You would think that
Trump's not qualified either, but exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you think we learn from Trump and go, just because we may, like, it's a personality that's big on TV, maybe not the best for office.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I even brought up in the car, at least even Reagan, before he went into office, was in politics before that.
He had experience. Trump had zero experience.
Yeah. My only hope that if Oprah does somehow get I imagine if she runs, she will win because good old US of A.
Because it's Oprah.
Because it's Oprah.
It's Oprah. Yeah.
They'll just say, look, it's Oprah.
Right. I have to think that Oprah at least would surround herself with competent individuals.
I do too.
And accept their advice where she understands that she's limited.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
But I still feel she should run for a political office lower.
Start small.
The system and then do it if
but
she's that
I also,
interested.
We have set a terrible precedent with Donald Trump for, and then again, I go back to what I said earlier in the show, the culture that we have created by being obnoxious and loud and the most obnoxious and loud person wins. That's a terrible way to live.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like when I was a kid, it never would have heard, I don't want to be that guy, but never would have heard shit like this. You know, nobody would go out in public and act this way and be rewarded for it.
No, you'd get your ass beat.
Yeah.
Someone should beat Donald Trump's ass.
Yeah. You can't say that.
I didn't say kill him, just beat his ass.
Can't say that either.
Throw a shoe at him.
Who throws a shoe?
Like they did it, like they did to Bush.
Yeah, I'm about to say somebody threw a Bush. Yeah.
You know?
But I mean, it doesn't even have to go back to when you were a kid. We go back to a few presidential races ago where, what is his name? Bia guy.
Shit.
No idea.
God damn it.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
All I want to keep saying Tom Harkin, but I know that's not who that is. That's what Chappelle says at the end of the bit.
That's who he was talking to, yeah. It was, oh my God, I can't believe I can't remember the guy's name.
I can't either.
Well, good job, guys.
I'm looking him up. I'm just going to look up, literally I'm going to look up Bia guy. We'll see what happens.
You'll get it. I guarantee it. Yes. Google's smart.
Howard Dean?
It was Howard Dean. Of course, Mandy, you're so smart.
I tried.
I don't know how you figure that out. But yes, Jesse, Bia guy.
Bia guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like he said Bia at the end of a particularly energetic speech where he was actually gaining momentum
in
the primaries, and that ended his run.
Ross Perot, years ago, made some unflattering statements about, you know, minorities and the African-American community. Ruined his chances. He was also winning as an independent. Which was really crazy because, you know, independents usually, they have support, but they've never really been a contender.
Right.
Even when it was Ralph Nader or whoever, you know, who was the most recent independent? It was, in the last two, because I know.
Gary Johnson was one of the big, that was the big libertarian.
The smoking jackass. He's an idiot.
And
he was an idiot. And the woman, I don't remember her
Jill
name.
Jill Stein,
also an idiot.
Green Party.
Both of them very stupid. They had no idea about politics. They had no business in the race. But then the same thing won the presidency, so.
I mean, in fairness, like.
At least they were more qualified than Trump.
Yeah, and Jill Stein's actually
that
really
fucking
smart.
Water bottle is more qualified than Trump. It hasn't said a single offensive thing today.
Yes!
That I know of.
Which is better than Trump. He has said multiple offensive things today, I'm sure.
It's not on its phone?
I haven't checked it. I'm not on my phone.
No, the water bottle.
Oh, does the water bottle have a phone?
Maybe.
Does it have a Twitter account? Let's get it set up.
Oh, my God.
Please start an Instagram for your water bottle. Just call it Mandy2O. MH2O?
MH2O.
I don't know. Okay, here's the deal. I'd love to keep talking, but we're getting close to when the ice storm is supposed to hit. It's supposed to hit around 9 o'clock. It is now 8:33 recording time. So we're going to bail. We're going to get out of here. We're going to go home and be safe. And we'll be back on Sunday for Nerd Up.
Yes, sir.
All right. So if you guys are in the Missouri area or just anywhere, because, I mean, it could be bad in a lot of places.
It's bad in a lot of places.
Yeah. Please take care of yourself tonight. Stay in if you can. Don't do anything crazy. We're glad to be home. Right, Lindsay?
Yes.
Yeah. And we hope to see you guys again next week. So until then, take care of yourselves. Be safe out there. And once again, we'll see you on Nerd Up.